诸位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace unto you, my friends, brothers and sisters.
本来今天晚上我是用广州话来讲。
I was planning to speak in Cantonese tonight.
因为当牧师跟我联络的时候，三篇信息。
When Pastor talked to me earlier.
昨天晚上我们是用普通话。
But we're going to speak in Mandarin tonight.
今天晚上应该是用广州话，不是广东话，是广州话。
Not Cantonese, but 广州 ese。
明天假如耶稣基督还没有来，我就用英文。
If the Lord doesn't return by tomorrow, I'll speak in English.
这三种都不是我的母语。
Neither one of those three is my mother tongue.
我是客家人。
I am 客家人 guest people.
我做梦也是用客家。
I dream in guest language.
我的内人，我的师母是广州人。
My dear wife is Cantonese.
所以我的家里面，我在家里面是什么话都讲。
So、
孩子回来的时候就讲英文。
I have to speak many dialects at home. When my children comes back, we have to speak English.
不是我和是谭牧师所说的，而是神所说的。
It is not what I say or what Pastor Choi say, it's what God has to say to us tonight.
这篇信息我没有带出来之前，我已经听过了。
Before I preach to you this message, I've heard this message already.
但是我们每一次听到神的话的时候，都是新鲜的。
They all refresh, they all fresh.
我们求父神的灵带领我们。
We pray that the Spirit of God will lead us.
让讲的、听的都同蒙圣灵的感动。
Let he who speaks and let those who hear all touched by the Spirit of God.
我们是来敬拜他。
We are here to worship him.
这个是最高的荣耀。
It is the greatest honor for us.
最大的福气。
The greatest blessing for us.
昨天晚上我们讲到，我们是否肯定我们已经得救了。
I'm going to speak to you again. Are you sure you are saved?
这个是每一个人都要做决定的。
This is a decision that each and every one of us need to make.
做先生的不能为做太太做这个决定。
We who are husbands, we cannot make the decisions for our wives.
做父母的不能为儿女做这个决定。
We who are parents cannot make the decisions for our children.
做儿女的不能为父母做这个决定。
We who are children cannot make the decisions for our parents.
将来我们在神的面前都是每一个人个人对他负责。
One day when we face God, each of us have to answer for ourselves.
昨天我们讨论的是你是否得救，你是否肯定。
I want to speak to you. Are you safe? Are you sure you are safe?
那假如我们的答案是我已经得救，我是肯定的。
If you answer, I am safe. I am sure I am safe.
那么圣灵就住在你的心中。
The Spirit of God will indwell you.
这个是圣灵的浇灌。
This is the outpouring of the Spirit on you.
刚才谭牧师说 indwelling, that is the right word, meaning living in you.
We just use the word indwelling, the Spirit of God living in us.
这个是一次过的。
It is once and for all.
在那刹那间，你接受耶稣，耶稣的灵，圣灵就住在你的心中。
The moment you receive Christ into your life, the Spirit of God indwells in you.
这个是一次过。
This is once and for all times.
但是我们神的话也告诉我们。
The word of God also tells us.
不单单是圣灵的浇灌，而是要圣灵的充满了。
Not only outpouring of the Spirit, it's also the filling of the Spirit.
这个是每一次你跟我顺从神的话的时候，圣灵在那个时候就充满你。
The filling of the Spirit means every time we obey the Lord, we are filled by the Spirit of God.
当我们不顺服他的时候，圣灵就不充满我们。
When we disobey the Lord, the Holy Spirit does not fill us.
但是圣灵还是住在我们的心中。
But the Spirit is still indwelling in us.
在旧约的时候，圣灵会不永远住在一个有信他的人。
In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God does not indwell a person permanently.
假如我们看诗篇五十一篇。
We look at Psalm 51.
大卫犯罪的时候
David sinned,
他在第十二节说神啊求你不要把你的灵在我身上拿去
Verse 12, David pleaded with God, let not your spirit depart from me.
但是在新约的时候耶稣基督来了之后圣灵住在我们当中的时候圣灵是跟每一个基督徒是永远同在
But in the New Testament, when the Spirit of God come upon God's people, it is an indwelling, permanent indwelling.
但是圣灵充满与否，这是看你跟我是不是听神的话。
But whether a Christian is filled by the Spirit depends on whether the Christian obeys God's word.
所以给圣灵充满是一天，或是第二天、第三天，我们每次顺服神的话的时候，圣灵就在那个时候。掌管我们控制我们充满我们
so being filled by the spirit means daily day by day every time we obey the Lord every time we submit our life to the Lord we continuously being filled by the spirit
这个是很重要的信息
this is an important message
因此我们看到圣灵浇灌我们的时候我们就相信我们每一个基督徒一次得救永远得救
so when the Holy Spirit is outpoured in our life we have the certainty that once saved we are always saved
但是圣灵充满与否呢没有保证当你跟我真正顺服他的时候听他的话的时候他就掌管我们
but there's no guarantee whether we are filled by the Spirit because it depends on our obedience
我没有怀疑我的救恩
I never doubt my salvation
我肯定我已经得救
I am certain that I am saved.
但是身为做牧师的
But as a pastor,
现在退休了
I retired.
但是我很多时候怕神的手离开我的身体
But oftentimes I fear that the hand of God will be removed, will depart from me.
假如神不用我我还是得救但是他没有得到荣耀我也没有得到这个福气
but if God doesn't use me I'm certain I'm saved but God is not honored
所以我们每一个基督徒每一个蒙恩得救的人都要学今天晚上我们一起讨论的功课
so every Christian needs to learn the lesson that we are about to speak
我们看到神充满一个圣徒的时候
The Spirit of God filling a person, filling a Christian.
两张事情发现
啊
发生。第一个就是我们会使人家喜悦。
First of all, we will enjoy the favor of people.
第二，我们的神会得到荣耀。
The second thing is our God will be honored and glorified in us and through us.
所以这个是我们看到到底一个圣徒有没有给圣灵充满。
So we're going to see if a Christian is filled by the Spirit or not.
我们一起看看今天的经文是写在以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们从第十八节下半节看到二十一节。
Look at Ephesians 5 verses 18 to 21.
表示我们对父神的话的尊重，请诸位站立。我们一起开声来读
As an expression of our respect of God's word shall we all stand and we read this together
我们先用中文读等下请谭牧师带领我们用英文来读
We read it first in Chinese and then we'll read it together in English
那我们一起用中文来念第十八节下半节
也
是
令
中文
能
用
是一种
整
体
灵歌彼此对说口唱心或赞美主凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神 又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。 Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak one to another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing in the heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God, the Father of everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another.
父神，我们感谢赞美您。您把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
You save us from our sins.
我们现在不再是罪人。
We are no longer sinners.
我们是神的儿子。
We are your children.
神的信徒。
We are saints.
神的仆人。
We are your servants.
神的精兵。
We are your soldiers.
神的管家。
We are your stewards.
这么大的福气。
What a great privilege.
天使都没有办法享受。
Angels doesn't even enjoy.
但是父神，您怜悯我们，
the Father, you are gracious and merciful.
让我们蒙恩得救的人享受您的福气。
We who are saved, you allow us to enjoy this great privilege.
我们不单称呼您是我们的神，
not only can we address you as our God,
我们称呼您做我们的阿爸父。
We can address you as our Abba Father.
父神，求您在这个时候。
Father, we pray that at this moment,
打开我们的心，
you open our hearts,
让讲的、传译的跟听的，
let the word that is spoken and let those who hear,
都蒙同蒙圣灵的感动，
all be touched by the power of the Spirit.
我们会把一切荣耀尊贵归回给父神。
All glory and honor be back unto you.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉了耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen.
谢谢，请坐。我们在美国很多时候弄不清楚这个所谓谋生的技能跟这个生活的艺术。If I may, sir. Here in America, oftentimes we are confused with the ability of making a living and the art of living our life.And tonight we see the Holy Spirit filling us, enable us to make a living God glorify. 对不起哦。我们今天晚上呢，今天晚上我们一起看看神的话怎么样告诉我们。
We're going to let the word of God speak to us tonight.
我们还是在这个世界里面。
We are still on this earth.
我们在这个世界干嘛呢？
What are we doing here on this earth?
我们中国人的目的就是说，我们要光宗耀祖。
Can you say the meaning of life is to honor our forefathers?
但是我们基督徒，
But we Christians,
我们有三层的目的。
We have three levels of purpose.
我们荣耀神。
We glorify God.
我们造福给自己。祝福嘛。
Bless others. Bless ourselves.
Yeah. We glorify the Lord. We gratify ourselves, and we gladden others.
Wow.
这三方面。
Okay. 那我们荣耀神，我们造福自己，我们让别人得到喜乐快乐。
对。We are not speaking tongues here.
We have interpreters, but
that's
not the kind of.
We just want to make God's word as clear as possible. We are going to make God's word as clear as possible. We are going to make God's word as clear as
possible. I speak to you one more thing. I was a pastor in Tokyo one time.
那个叫东京国际基督教会。
It was Tokyo International Christian Church.
那里大概有400个华人的基督徒。
There are about 400 Chinese Christians there.
其中有20个日本人。
20 of them were Japanese.
他们有5位长老。
They have 5 elders.
最年轻的是85岁。
The youngest elder was 85 years old.
难怪他们称为长老。
No wonder they are called elders.
最老那位叫丁妈妈，不晓得你们有没有人听过，丁维荣妈妈 Gloria 丁。
The oldest was Gloria 丁。
她是94岁。
94 years old.
那么那个时候他们告诉我
They told me.
那这个是2007年
It was 2007.
他说在整个世界
He said in the whole world.
有四亿人口学普通话
There are 400 million people learning Chinese.
但是只有3.5亿是学英文
But there are only 350 million learning English.
所以我们华人是非常蒙福
So we Chinese are very blessed.
我们有这个语言的天分
Now we have gift of speaking language.
但是我们要好好使用神这个恩赐
But we need to use wisely the gift of God.
要把这个福音向讲英文的人分享耶稣
and to share the gospel with English speakers.
我们尤其是住在美国
especially those of us who are living in the States
还有50%的我们的华中国美国人还没有认识耶稣
50% of Americans don't know Christ.
我们继续的求父神怜悯
we continue to ask for God's grace and mercy.
那么我们继续说我们在今生目的在哪里呢
We say, what's the meaning and purpose of our life on earth?
就是要荣耀我们的父神
And that is to glorify our Father in heaven.
而且我们要造福给我们自己
And to gratify ourselves.
然后我们要造福给别人
And to care for others.
很多人还没有信耶稣
A lot of people are not believers yet.
有些是在我们的家里
especially those in our family.
有些是在我们的邻居
some are among our neighbors.
有些是在我们的夫妇里面
yes.
夫妇啊
or women marriage, somewhere in our marriage.
One day, 有一天我对一位姊妹说
I said to her sister one time.
我说你的先生还没有信耶稣
He said your husband is not a Christian yet.
我们为他祷告
We will pray for him.
盼望他也会悔改
We hope that he will repent.
有一天他也会到天堂去。
One day he'll be in heaven.
他怎么说呢
You know what she said?
他说假如他在天堂我不去。
And he is in heaven, I'm not going there.
我说假如你有这样的态度恐怕你也去不了。
If you have this attitude, I'm afraid that you might not be there either.
天堂是给每一位愿意接受耶稣基督的人。
Heaven is a place for everyone who is willing to accept Christ.
有一次有个姊妹
One time a sister,
她死掉
she passed away,
马上到天堂
she went to heaven,
过了两天
and two days later,
她看看天堂外面那个不是我的丈夫吗
he looked there someone outside heaven or there was her husband
那么她没有进入天堂之前
But before she got into heaven,
他看到彼得
she saw Peter.
彼得看到他，你在外面徘徊，进来吧。
And Peter said, "Well, you are just wandering outside. Why don't you come in?"
那么他就问彼得。
And the wife asked Peter.
他说，彼得，我要怎么样才可以进去呢
？She said, "Now, how can I enter into heaven?"
他说，我们蒙恩得救呢，是本乎恩呐。
Peter said, "It is by grace and."
You 会串这个英文字这个 grace 这个字吗
Can you spell the word grace?
他说哦这么简单嘛就是 G-R-A-C-E
She said that's simple 很简单的 G-R-A-C-E 恩典
彼得就说 Bravo Bravo 进来
彼得就说 Good job You can come in
过了两天他从天堂里面看到外面那个是他的先生他的丈夫
she saw her husband outside heaven.
他说为什么你会到这里来呢
She said, how come you come over here? Come here.
她说，当你去世两天，我跟一个非常有钱的女人一起住在一起。
He said, these 2 days after you died, I've been living with a very wealthy woman.
那么有一天晚上我们去喝酒。
He said, we went to the bar one night.
出来之后，我们就开那部很出名的车，叫瑞士瑞士，叫 Rolls Royce.
After that, we drove around in a Rolls Royce.
哇啦一撞撞到那个树嘛。
Well, we crashed into a tree.
他说哇啦我就去。
And that's how I got here.
哇他说你这么快啊，我离了世界两天你就跟别人在闹事。
Well, you're a lousy husband. I left the world 2 days and you're messing around with another woman already.
那么他就问，哎，我怎么可以进到天堂里面去？
I suppose the husband said, how do you think I can get into heaven?
他说很简单。
She said very simple.
怎么简单呢？
How simple?
他说你能够串这个英文字，你就可以进来了。
If you can spell the word grace, you can come in.
他说快快告诉我。
Can you hurry and tell me how to spell grace?
他说 Czechoslovakia. 就是这个字。
Yeah,
不要串了，不要。他的目的就是说你不要进来了，你这么乖。诸位弟兄姊妹，在天堂我们大家都是在神的面前都是蒙福。我们现在看到刚才我们所读这段的经文，我们一个给圣灵充满的生命是要荣耀神，是要造福给别人。
A life that is filled by the Spirit honors God and bring blessing to us.
首先我们看看我们要造福给别人。
Let's look at bring blessing to others.
你看第十八节下半节。
Look at verse 18, the second half.
我们给圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Spirit.
第十九节跟二十一节。
Look at 19 and 21.
十九节说，我们给圣灵充满之后呢，我们会用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
He said, after we are filled by the Spirit, we will speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
口唱心活的赞美神。
We will sing in unison with our heart to the Lord.
第二十一节。
Look at verse 21.
又当敬畏基督的心。
We will submit to one another.
彼此顺服。
Out of reverence for Christ, we will submit to one another.
那我们中文的翻译不对原文。刚才你听，谭牧师说，one another， 但是我们中文的翻译呢是 each other， 是彼此，其实不是彼此，是互相。
The Chinese translation, the meaning is lost in translation.
应该是互相。
It is.In one another, not to each other.
首先我们看这个第一个真理。
Let's look at the first truth.
就是我们会使人满意。
We will bless others, gratify others.
假如我们真正有圣灵充满我们的时候，我们会使别人满意。
When we are truly filled by the Spirit, we will gratify others.
两方面。
Two areas.
我们会跟他们相通相交。
We will have fellowship one with one another.
这是在第十九节。
That is in verse 19.
第二个真理呢？
The second truth.
我们会关怀别人。
We will care for others.
首先我们看看第十九节，这里告诉我们说，我们给圣灵充满的时候，我们会用诗章、用颂词、用灵歌，互相对说，口唱心活的。来赞美主。
When we are filled with the Spirit, we will speak to one another in hymns and songs and spiritual songs.
这里假如我们是给圣灵充满的时候，给圣灵控制的时候呢，我们会做这两点，我们会用神的话，用我们的歌来鼓励。 对方。
When we are filled and controlled by the Spirit, we will encourage one another with psalms and spiritual songs.
我们会用神的话，圣经。
We will use God's word.
来帮助我们。
To help others.
鼓励我们。
Encourage others.
肯定我们。
Confirm, affirm others.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们做牧师的，假如我们没有这本圣经，我们实在不晓得怎么样对一般有需要的弟兄姊妹说话。
If we pastors do not have the word of God in our hands, we wouldn't know what to say to brothers and sisters.
所以我们要用神的话来帮助弟兄姊妹。
So we help brothers and sisters with the word of God.
这里讲到诗章就是诗篇。
So the verse 19 says Psalms, that is the book of Psalms.
诗篇是神写的。
Psalms is written by God.
诗篇对我们有什么帮助呢？
What help does Psalms bring us?
我们一起看看诗篇119篇。
Let's look at Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇是整本圣经最长的一章书。
This is the longest Psalm in the whole Bible.
它用22个那个希伯来文的字母，每一个字母用八节来写。
And he uses 22, the entire alphabets of the Hebrew alphabets, and each alphabet begins with a paragraph. Each paragraph has 8 verses.
你看，22个字母。
22 alphabets.
每一个字母写八节的经文。
Each alphabet has 8 verses.
所以你看到有170多个经文，是吗？
176 verses.
所以我们不能每一节来看，我们首先看看第89节。
Look at verse 89.
你看神的话是怎么样做的呢？
What does the word of God say?
耶和华您的话安定在天，直到永远。
Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.
这本圣经是神的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
是人写。
It's written by the hands of man.
但是神在天上已经定这本圣经。
But God in heaven has already stand, making the word of God stand firm in heaven.
那么这本书对我们有什么用处呢？
Okay, what good does this book do to us?
你看第105节。
Look at verse 105.
您的话是我脚前的灯，我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light on my path.
我脚前的灯是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the lamp?
比如我们在乡下，我们要晚上走路的时候，我们拿这个电筒，我们怎么做呢？
If I walk in the country, I hold a flashlight. What do I do with the flashlight?
灯是照在你的脚前。
I shine it in front of my face.
不是照远。
You're not going to shine it too far.
你照远，你会有很多危险。
When you shine the light far, you're going to step into trouble.
神的话是我脚前的灯。
The word of God is a lamp unto my feet.
也是我们将来的光啊。
Also, a light for my future in my path.
好像我们开车的人。
We who are drive, we drive.
我们用低灯。
We use low beam.
但是我们要到一个出口的时候，要远的时候，我们要用高灯，是吗？
We want to shine the beam farther, we use a high beam.
所以神的话是有这样的作用。
So the word of God has this function.
一路回维持我们的人生。
It keeps our path through life journey.
你又再看103节。
Look at 103, verse 103.
您的话在我上堂何等的甘美。
How sweet are your words to my taste?
它比蜜糖更甜。
Sweeter than honey to my mouth.
所以我们要爱慕神的话。
So we need to love the word of God.
我们很感谢神，在我们当中有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We thank God there's so many young people among us.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，我给你几节的经文。
Young people, I'll give you a few verses.
那刚才我们所看的是诗篇119篇。
We just read from Psalm 119.
现在我请你到911。
I'm going to turn direct your attention to 911.
第九节怎么说呢？
Look at verse 9.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵循您的话。
How can a young man keep his way pure by living according to your word?
我一心寻求您，求你 不要叫我偏离您的命令。
I seek you with my heart that I may not stray from your commands.
我将您的话藏在我的心里，免得我得罪你。
Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you.
看到吗？今天一般的青年没有榜样，
Young people today have no models to follow.
没有教导，
No instructions from elders.
我们这个可爱的国家美国，
This great country that we love.
在1962年的时候，
In 1962,
我们把在中学学校里面的祷告除掉。
We did away with prayers in school.
第二年1963年，
In 1963,
我们把读圣经的机会除掉。
We took away reading of the Bible from school.
你看我们的国家在过去40年产生什么公民。
Look at the last 40 years in our country.
诸位弟兄姊妹，我们要看神的话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to go back to the Word of God.
假如我们要帮助我们的同胞们，帮助我们的弟兄姊妹们，
If we are to help our countrymen, our brothers and sisters,
我们要用神的话来帮助他们。
We have to help them with the Word of God.
不但用神的话，也这里告诉我们说，我们要用诗歌来帮助他们。
Not only with the Word of God, also with the songs.
那这里给我们看到刚才我们说灵歌就是诗篇，这个讲到这个歌呢就是人所写的。
The spiritual songs are written by men.
我们看到有很多很可爱的人所写的诗歌。
Okay, we read a lot of beautiful songs written by men.
好像主耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
这些刚才我们Luke 带领我们所唱的，这些都是人所写的。
The song that we sang earlier, they're written by men.
是从神的话而来。
But based on the word of God.
我们看到这个是对我们有帮助。
We can see that it has a great help to us.
我们要用彼此，我们互相来用神的话，用诗歌来鼓励对方。
With the word of God, with spiritual songs, encourage one another.
第二方面呢，我们要关怀别人。
And then we need to care for others.
我们要关怀别人。
We need to care for others.
今天这个关怀这个字呢，很少看到。
We don't see this word care often now.
我们在有一次有个记者在纽约要访问那些行人。
There's a reporter who wants to interview some pedestrians in the streets of New York.
他要看美国最重要的两个问题，问一般人认识不认识。
They ask the passersby if they know two of the most important questions.
他就在那个行人路来问这些走路的人。
And so he asked the passersby on the sidewalk.
他说：“请问您，今天我们在美国最重要的两个问题是什么？
Do you know what the two most important questions that we ask in this country?
一般人说 I don't know and I don't care.
Most people say 我不晓得，我也不管，我一点都不关乎。
那么他说 Thank you, sir. You answer my question.
And then the reporter said 谢谢你，你所说的话都是我要问的问题。
我们一般人都是我不知道。
Most people say I don't know.
我也不关怀。
Most people say, I don't
不关我的事。
As I don't care anything.
这里，假如一个人被圣灵充满的时候，他会关怀别人。
If a Christian is filled by the Spirit, he will care for others.
那么跟着我们看看，我们有谦卑的心。
Then we need to see if we have a heart of humility.
我们在美国什么都是做positive, 肯定的。
In America, we always say positive thinking. We got to be positive.
有次我的老大回来告诉我。
One day, my older son come home and told me.
他是在 IBM 做事。
He worked for IBM.
他说 ，Dad, today in our society, to be cocky is to be confident. 听到吗？你骄傲就是表示你有信心。
Today in our society, to be cocky is to be confident.
我们中国人，你懂很多。
We Chinese know a lot.
对这个题目，他懂得很多。
We know a lot about the question that was raised.
他本来是专家。
Okay, he's an expert.
他说，哦，我只懂60%。
He said, I only know 60%.
结果他真正懂60%的时候，他说，哦，我只懂30%。
If he really truly know only 60%, he would say only knows 30%.
假如他真正懂得30%的时候，他说我刚刚开始对这个没有研究。
He said if I truly know only 30%, that means I really just started to, and I guess a little bit of understanding.
但是我们非华人的，我们的美国人。
But then look at the Americans.
假如他懂一点点。
If he knows, truly know only a little bit.
他说，哦，我晓得，我对这个问题晓得。
He said, I know everything about everything.
结果他懂得30%，他说，我懂得60%。
If he knows 30%, he'll tell you he knows 60%.
结果他懂得60%的时候，他说，I'm a specialist, 我是一个专家。
60%, he'll tell you that I'm a specialist, 我是专家了。
这里告诉我们说，我们要有谦卑的心。
Scripture tells us we have to have a heart of humility.
一个圣灵充满的基督徒，
a Christian who is filled by the Spirit,
他会有这样的表态。
He will have that attitude.
我们在教会更加是要这样。
Even more so, we who are in the church of God.
假如你看哥林多前书第12:26。
If you look at 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse
26节
verse 26,
告诉我们说我们要看到一体苦百体同苦。
1 Corinthians 12 verse 26 tells that if one part suffers, every part suffers with it.
就是说我们要互相的关照。
That means we need to care for one another.
那么在我们的交通里面，在我们跟外人交往的时候，
In our interaction with others, 我们
的态度是怎么样的？
What is our attitude?
我们的朋友会不会说我们是一个给圣灵充满的基督徒呢？
Will our friends say that we are Christians that are filled by the Spirit?
我常常提到我跟我内人去运动。
Oftentimes I tell people that I go exercise with my wife.
我感觉到每一个夫妻嘛，应该有这个5 P's。
I always say a couple need to have these 5 P's.
第一个 P 呢，就是我们 pray together， 一起祷告。
Yeah, 夫妻要一同的祷告 ，pray together。
第二个 P 呢，就是 we peruse God's word together。
The second P is we need to read God's word together。
一起夫妻一同来祷告。
Husband and wife pray and read the word of God.
那我跟我内人，我们早上4:00爬起来。
My wife and I get up at 4:00 in the morning.
我们灵修之后5:00，我们 zoom 到 LA Fitness 到那个 gym 去了。
Devotion, we take a beehive straight to LA Fitness.
我们一起灵修。
And then we work out together.
第三个 P 呢 ，we part together， 就是我们教导我们的儿女啊，我们。一起同心的。
The third P is we partner together. We part together. We have one in teaching our children.
最后那个 P 呢，就是 we play together.
The last P is we 我们一同的消遣了。
我们两夫妇已经结婚了，54年。
Pastor Troy, Mrs. Troy married 54 years.
之前我们破脱破了8年。
We dated for 8 years before we were married.
那么3年前，我的老大买2对那个 boxing 的那个 gloves， boxing gloves.
3 years ago, my oldest son bought 2 pairs of boxing gloves.
他说 ，Mom beat up Dad, Dad beat up Mom.
He said, Mom, use your 那个打拳的那个手套啊，那个打那个爸爸呢，爸爸你用那个手套打妈妈呢。
我们感谢神，我们两个儿子都是爱主也爱我们做父母的。
We thank God that our two sons love the Lord and love us as parents.
我比如这次来贵教会的时候，他们每天打几次电话问候妈妈你好吗？
This time I come to visit this church and preach, they call mother every day asking how she's doing.
作为弟兄姊妹，一个给圣灵充满的人的基督徒是应该有造福给别人荣耀神。
A Christian who is filled by the Spirit will care for others, bringing glory to God.
我现在一起看看第二个真理。
Let's look at the second truth.
就是我们要荣耀我们的神。
We need to glorify our God.
我们一起看看第十九节下半节。
Let's look at the second half of verse 19.
要彼此互相的对话。
Speak to one another.
说这个感恩的话。
Okay, speaking words of gratitude and thanksgiving.
第二十节。
Look at verse 20.
凡事要感恩。
In everything, give thanks.
这个是很重要。
It's very important.
假如我们爱别人。
If we love others.
难道我们不爱我们的神吗？
How could we not love our God?
我们不要荣耀我们的神吗？
How could we not glorify our God?
两方面。
Two areas.
第一方面，你看第十九节下半节，我们要敬拜神。
In verse 19, the end, we need to worship in our heart to the Lord.
我们要赞美我们的父神。
Make music to our Father.
第二方面，我们在二十节告诉我们说，我们要讨我们的神的喜悦。
The second thing is verse 20, we need to please our God.
这里告诉我们说，我们要口唱心活的赞美主。
Together, what we sing and what is in our hearts should be in one unison.
很多时候我们在教会里面看到有些弟兄姊妹唱诗。
Oftentimes, we heard, we see people singing.
一路唱一路东望西望。
As they sing, they look left and right.
对我们的神没有敬畏啊。
There's no fear of reverence to God.
神要我们的不单单是我们的口，要我们对不起哦。要
我心啊。God wants from us is not only what comes out of our mouth.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
很多时候我们听到有些弟兄姊妹说哈利路亚。
We hear brothers and sisters say hallelujah all the time.
哈利路亚是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, hallelujah?
哈利就是 praise 赞美。
哈利 means praise。
路就是你们。
路 means you。
亚就是亚伟耶和华。
就是耶和华 God。
是是随随便便就说哈利路亚。
哈利路亚 means praise ye the Lord。
我们真正的我们的心跟神的灵通感一灵。
Is there oneness between our hearts and the spirit of God？
这里告诉我们说要口唱心活的。
Bible says, "Let there be unity between what you sing and what is in your heart."
假如我们不有心，没有心，我们最好不要唱。
If there's no heart, better not to sing.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
我们可以心跟这些弟兄姊妹一起来敬畏、敬拜这位神。
In oneness with brothers and sisters, worship in reverence.
假如我们真正的有这个敬拜神的。心
If we truly have a heart of worship,
我们就应该是要赞美他。
We will sing praises.
我在我以前的教会，现在我退休了，有一个白人教授。
In the church I pastored before I retired, there was a Caucasian professor.
他是在 Arizona State University 做事。
He taught in Arizona State.
他每次都是坐在前边那一行。
He sat on the front pew every time.
但是我们每一次唱诗的时候，他不开他的金口。
He said every time you sing, 金口。
金口啊。
He
Golden mouth. 我有次对他说，我说 Craig, how come you don't sing?
I asked him, how come you don't sing, Craig?
他说 Pass, I don't have the gift of singing.
他说我没有唱诗歌的恩赐。
我说不是 gift of singing, you give your service to the Lord. 你把你的感恩送给神。
不是唱诗歌的恩赐，这是让你的感恩感谢奉献给神。
赞美神不是一个恩赐。
Praise is not praising God is not a matter of gift.
恩赐就是神给你的属灵的能力来建立这个教会，这是叫恩赐。
Give is what God gives you to build up the church. That's gift.
你跟神的关系，在自己的灵修跟教会弟兄姊妹的灵修，要感谢赞美神。
From your devotion, your relationship with God, you offer your thanksgiving and praises.
我们凡事要谢恩呢。
In everything, give thanks.
今天牧师跟我去看另外一个弟兄。
Pastor and I visited a brother today.
在我们回途的时候，看到那个
Willow Creek
那个大教会。
On the way back, we passed by Willow Creek.
我们看到那个教会是非常蒙福。
Now we see how God blessed that church.
我的老大的教会在 Dallas 也是很大。
My oldest son goes to a big church in Dallas.
他是白人的教会。
It's a Caucasian church.
他们礼拜天晚上都有聚会。
They have Sunday night worship.
礼拜天晚上他们聚会呢就比较没有这么隆重，就是 less formal.
Sunday night worship is not as formal as Sunday morning.
通常在那个赞美之后，牧师就给他们有几分钟分享。
Okay, after the singing, the pastor will give a few minutes to the congregation to bring up the sharing.
就是大家互相分享。
Okay, they share with one another.
有一次这个牧师说，你们大家分享，你要为什么感谢神。
One time the pastor say, what thanksgiving do you have that you can share with others?
那么我的老大就跟旁边那个姊妹，是个白人的姊妹。
My oldest son said to an American woman next to him.
My son is also American, but to an Anglo woman.
An Anglo woman, Caucasian woman.
他说你有什么感恩呢？
He said, what do you have as thanksgiving?
他这样对我的儿子说。
She said to my son.
他说 Sam, I cannot think of one thing to thank the Lord.
那个女人说，
你听到吗？
我不能够想到一样东西来感谢神的。
你看这个是多么可怜。
Look at how pitiful that was.
神，你能够这么讲这句话，这个能力都是神给你的恩典，是吗？
If you can even speak one word, that is a gift from God.
其实我们的神假如不给我们生命，他拍拍我的波头，他说蔡汉良回来，我就这样就去了，就是这么简单。所以这里告诉我们说，假如我们要荣耀我们的神，我们一定要赞美他，一定要感谢他。你看我们中文那个感谢，这个感字怎么样写呢？
Look at the Chinese word, give thanks.
你看这个感呢，是两部分。
The word feeling, feeling thanksgiving, feeling has two parts.
一个是寒，上面寒。
On top is a word that says heart.
下面是个心。
On the bottom is a radical for the heart.
其实我们广东话、广州话很文言的。
Actually, Cantonese is very literary. It's a very literary language.
你听过很笨浪，听过吗？
You have heard of the Cantonese.
很笨浪
that means all things.
很笨浪 ，hum means all. 笨浪呢，不论，含不论，什么都不计较。
Regardless, but everything. That's what that word
所以我们假如要赞美我们的神，感谢我们的神，要把全心放在里面。
If we are to worship God, we have to thank God. We got to give it all our hearts and minds.
你看这个姊妹，她说我想不到一样事情来感谢神。
She said I couldn't think of one thing to thank God.
这个是很可怜。
It's a very pitiful thing. It's very regretful.
那么最后我们怎么样可以把这个放在我们的生命里面？
Finally, how can we live this out, work this out in our life?
我们要常常赞美神。
We need to praise God without ceasing.
我们要感恩。
We have to thank God without ceasing.
凡事感恩。
In all things, in everything, give thanks.
作为弟兄姊妹，神爱你爱我。
God loves you and loves me.
他把自己全部给你给我。
He has given all of himself to us.
你看神因着爱，他差遣他的儿子来这个世界为你为我死。
For God so loved you and me that he sent his only begotten son to this earth to die.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Christ died for us on the cross.
被埋葬。
He was buried.
第三天他复活。
Raised to life on the third day.
那么四十天他回到天家。
40 days he was ascended to heaven.
耶稣基督圣子圣父圣子他离开这个世界之后呢，他差遣圣灵第三个来到我们当中。
Son of God returned to heaven, he sent the Spirit of God to us.
但是我们是不是完全的奉献给神？
But are we fully devoted to God?
你看看我们做个三角形。
Look at this triangle.
中间摆着人。
In the middle is the radical for human being.
第一个角是身体，这个身体。
Look at this humanity. The first corner refers to the physicality.
左边这个角我们把魂
the, on the left, the corner on the left represent the spirit
soul 那个魂干嘛呢？
What is the soul? What's the full soul for?
才智、情感跟意志
Your intellect, your emotion and your will.
那么这个身体跟这个魂呢，我们叫肉体
that, the physicality and the soul we call thatbody,
the flesh,
the flesh.
flesh. 那么右边这个角呢？
And the right corner,
叫灵呢？
We call that spirit.
这个灵干嘛呢？
What is the spirit for?
这个就是真正的人。
That is your true humanity.
这个是跟神交通的。
That is what connects you and me to God.
这是晓得神的话的。
Allow us to understand God's word.
假如我们不是三方面全来爱这位神。
Unless all three elements of humanity are devoted to God.
那假如你单单看这个身体跟这个魂，这个肉体呢，动物都有。
Only a flesh, animals have flesh.
我几年前在中国大陆呢，跟别人分享耶稣的时候。
A few years ago, I was in China. I was sharing Christ with some people there.
他说我们人只不过是一个高等动物。
He said,human beings are only the highest order of animals.
我说先生啊，我们根本不是动物。
I said to him, sir, you're wrong. We are not animals.
动物就是有个身体，有个魂。
Only animals only have the physicality and the soul.
是吗？比如一个狗。
Look at a dog.
一只狗。
Look at a dog.
它有没有个身体呢？
Does he have a body?
我们广东人喜欢吃狗肉啊。
We love to eat dog.
就是身体，是吗？
Love to eat his body.
狗有没有一个魂呢？
Does dog have soul?
他有没有这个知识？
Does he have intellect?
当然有了嘛，他看到他的主人，他认得是他的主人。
He recognizes his
对他的主人有没有情感呢？
Does he have emotion?
摇尾巴嘛，是有情感。他有没有这个意志呢？
Does he have will?
假如你气到他，他不是吻你啊，他咬你啊。
You anger a dog, he doesn't sniff you, he bites you.
这是动物。
That's animal.
但是我们人跟动物不同。
But human beings are different from animals.
甚至我们的孔夫子他都说人为万物之灵，灵在他有个灵啊。
Even the Confucians in Chinese culture say human beings is the spirit of all things.
那么我们这个灵用来干嘛呢？
What do we use the spirit for?
跟神交通的。
To connect with God.
懂神的话的。
We can read and comprehend God's word.
那你看中国大陆有些人没有听过耶稣，也不信耶稣。
In Chinese or in China, they have never heard of Christ.
他有麻烦的时候，他怎么做呢？
That when he is in trouble, what does he do?
他说：“天老爷啊，天老爷，拜拜你，拜拜你。”
他
晓得在这个天空，在这个天地之间，有位叫天老爷。
He will say, "The Master of Heaven, I worship you, I pray to you."
你看我们中国这个“主”这个字怎么写呢？
Look at the word "Lord" in the Chinese language.
你看一横就是代表天，
There's a horizontal line representing the heaven.
地下这个横，
There's one line on the bottom.
在天跟地之间我们有人，
And between the heaven and the earth, there's human being.
把这个三方面天地人干在一起的时候，
What is one thing that connects the people from heaven and earth?
我们叫王，
We say the king.
比这个王更大的上面加一点，我们叫主啊。你看我们中国人多聪明，是吗？我们中国人最开始的时候实在是相信有位天爷爷。
In the beginning, Chinese people do believe in deity in heaven.
你看我们中国人写这个义，公义的义，我说这个是不是简体字，是繁体字。你看是羔羊为我流血，他的宝血盖在我的身上，我是一个公义的人。
You look at the Chinese word for righteousness, it's the word Lord on top and me on the bottom.
很多很多字。
Yeah, a lot of Chinese words.
都是证明我们中国人对这位上天有认识。
Given evidence that we Chinese do know the deity above.
所以我们假如我们做人，我们要首先帮助别人。
So as a human being, we need to care and help others first.
我们尤其是在今天讲耶稣实在是不是很出名的事。
Especially today, we speak and bear witness for Christ. It's not a very wise thing to do.
但是我们要做。
But we need to do so.
我刚才也提到，我跟我内人每天去运动，去这个 LA Fitness.
I told you earlier that every morning I go to LA Fitness with my wife.
有两种人对我们是很可爱的。
There are two kind of people that are most lovely to us.
一个就是教会的弟兄姊妹。
One is the brothers and sisters in the church.
第二个就是那个 gym 的朋友。
And the second group of people that are most dear to us are the friends in the gym.
我说 the church folks are holy and the gym folks are healthy.
蔡牧师说，在教会的弟兄姐妹是很神圣的，在体育馆里面的朋友啊是很健康的。
我们早上去那一群呢，就是五点到七点那班。
Yeah, the group of friends that we get together with, we
都是
get together between 5 and 7 in the morning.
We work out.
And we were 一起的运动的。
We don't get together, we just work out together.
我们不是聊天的，我们是运动的。
那么那一群呢，大概有100个。
That group of people, about 100 of them.
他们在五点钟做到work out 到七点钟。洗个澡就去上班了。
They work out for 2 hours and then they went out to eat.
去上班。
Then they go to work.
那群的朋友，有70%我晓得他们的 first name.
Okay, 70% of those that I met in the morning, I know them by first name.
虽然出奇嘛，这个华人，这个老人家，我会认得他们的名字。
Those friends, I know their names.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why do I do that?
认识他们之后，就跟他们讲耶稣。
Because after I know them, I speak Christ to them.
我写这本小册子叫 Coming to Christ, 就是接受耶稣。
Coming to Christ.
很多时候我告诉他，我说 ignore 50% of it, 你不要管那一半。他说 why? Is it half truth? 我说 no, it's nothing but the whole truth. Half Chinese, half English. 就跟他讲耶稣了。
那个小册子说一半是用英语的，一半是用中文的。我说呢，你要不要管一半，因为英语一半是国语的，中文的。
我也很尊重他们的时间。
Okay, I respect the time.
我通常要做的就是，假如他在举重，我就跟他一起举重啊。我很问一个很简单的问题。
I would ask a very simple question.
以前没有911之前呢。
Before 9/11.
我很常在飞机跟人家讲耶稣。
I often witness for Christ while I'm flying on the plane.
因为他们没有地方可以走。
Because there's no way for them to run away.
我就问我说 ，May I ask you a question?
我说我可以问你一个问题吗？
他看看，他说 ，Yeah, what is it?
他说什么问题啊？
我说，假如这部飞机在空中爆炸，你到哪里去？向上还是向下
？I would ask him if this plane should explode, will you go up or will you go down?
那么经过911之后，我不敢问这个问题。
911之后的 I don't dare ask that question anymore.
我问一个很简单的问题。
I ask a very simple question.
我说 Sir or Ma'am, 我说 May I ask you a personal question?
我可以问你一个个人性的一个问题吗？
他看看我。
He looks at me.
一般的白人是很可爱的。
Okay, most Caucasians are dear people.
很好奇的。Okay, curious.
They're very curious.
他说 Yeah, what is it?
They would say 什么问题啊？
我就说，有没有人告诉你，这位创造主，他的名字叫耶稣基督。
Has anyone ever told you that the Creator, his name is Jesus?
他是神的儿子，他是神。
He's the Son of God. He is God.
他爱你。
He loves you.
你听清楚吗？
Did you hear what I said?
这位神。神的儿子耶稣基督他爱你
Son of God Jesus Christ loves you
就是他说 I'm not interested in religion 我不对宗教没有兴趣就是他说 No thank you 通常他都说 No thank you 我已经把这个福音简单的福音重要的福音传给了他
okay, Already I have spoken the gospel most clearlyAnd very in a very concise way.
有一天，他要面对这位创造主的时候，他在这个所谓 dying bed 的时候，他想到，哎，在我人生当中有一个基督徒这样问我，这位创造主神的儿子，他的名字叫耶稣，他爱我。在那个时候，他什么都要抓住。
Okay, there will be one moment in his life that he will face a very At the very critical moment that he will face God, then he will remember that sometime in the past, someone did challenge him to faith, and someone did introduce the name of Jesus, the Savior's name to him.
他就马上想到，哎，有个人这样告诉过我。
He will immediately remember someone told me.
在最后，他说：“主耶稣，我爱你，我相信你。”
At the last moment, he will say, "I love you, Lord. I believe in you."
这个叫什么呢？叫 deathbed conversion， 就是在死床。相信耶稣这个有没有圣经的根据呢
Is there a basis in the scripture?
你看两个宰在十字架跟耶稣一同钉十字架
remember,
是吗
the two criminals who was nailed, crucified
一个嘲笑我们的主耶稣
Once mocked Christ,
另外一个就骂他他说我们所受的是应该的但是这位主耶稣他是无辜的。
Yeah, the criminal rebuked the first one. What we did, we deserve, but this Christ, he is innocent.
耶稣怎么说呢
？What did Christ Jesus said to him?
他就对耶稣说：“主啊，求你纪念我，你得国的时候纪念我。
”The second criminal said, "Remember me when your kingdom comes."
那么耶稣说：“今天你就会跟我在乐园里面。
”And Jesus said, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise."
这个叫。Death bed conversion 是吗？
这个就是在死床上面的承认主。
所以我们每一个人都要有这样的心。
Every one of us need to have this faith.
假如我们真正的是给圣灵充满
，If we are truly filled by the Spirit，
我们就有这样的能力。
We will have this ability.
我现在做一个示范。
I will do a demonstration for you.
一个基督徒没有圣灵充满是没有能力的。
A Christian who is not filled by the Spirit of God has no strength, no power, no ability.
他对这个救恩离开这个世界之后，他一定会到天堂去。但是他在今生，他的生活，他的生命是没有力量的。
When he leaves this earthly journey, he will have eternal life. But as long as he is living on earth, he has no strength, no power, no ability.
你看看这个是什么东西呢
？What is this?
这个是好像是手是吗
yes, look like it's a hand.
这个手能否把这个圣经拿起来呢
no, can that hand pick up the Bible?
不能是不是没有力量嘛
has no strength.
但是假如你把你的手放进去的时候
But if you put your hand in it,
哇啦看到吗
you can see.
他能够把 这本圣经拿起来。
Now I can pick up the Bible.
为什么？
Why?
因为里面有生命。
Because there's life inside this glove or this hand.
我看到很多基督徒。
A lot of Christians.
虽然是蒙恩得救。
Even though they have been saved.
但是没有圣灵充满。
But has no spirit of God filling them.
没有能力。
Has no strength, no ability.
没有见证。
No evidence.No witness.
跟别人相处的时候，人际关系是非常差。
He had terrible interrelationship with others.
所以耶稣说：“离开我，你不能做什么。”
That is why Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
圣灵来这个世界。
Holy Spirit come to this earth.
为着要充满我们。
Is to fill us.
你愿意给他充满吗？
Are you willing to let him fill you?
你。的思想
your thoughts,
你的一举一动
your life,
是不是给圣灵掌管
呢 is it controlled by the Spirit?
尤其是我们今天我们那个高技是这么发达
especially nowadays, the technology is so advanced,
甚至小孩子都能够看这些这些cell phone种种
Even children are so much better than us in gadgets.
但是我们看到，假如我们没有圣灵掌管我们
，unless we are controlled by the Spirit，
我们要小心。
We need to be aware.
我们的神是无所不在，处处都在。
Okay, our Lord, our God is present everywhere.
尤其是你跟我接受了耶稣。
Especially you and I who have received Christ.
圣灵浇灌我们，住在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit is indwelling us.
这是永远的。
It is permanent for all eternity.
他不会离开我们。
He will not depart.
但是你肯不肯给他掌管你？
But whether or not you allow him to control you.
控制你。
Control you.
荣耀神。
To use the glory.
造福给别人。
To care for others.
有次我对一般青年弟兄姊妹，我。感谢神这些 youth retreat 在请这位老人家去跟他们讲
One time I was very thankful that they invited an old man like me to speak to a youth valley
那我就提到这个圣灵掌管的事
I brought up the issue of being filled by the spirit
我说你们青年那时候你看这个电脑
I said you look at the computer these days
电脑很多引诱的地方
There are a lot of temptations from the computer.
你告诉你爸爸妈妈你在做功课，但是你在看这些东西。
Okay, you tell your mom and dad that you are doing homework on the computer, but you are going to sites that you are not allowed to.
看这些不应该看的。
You're looking at sites that you should be going to.
我说，当你在静夜的时候，静静的时候，你看这些东西。
But when you are alone, you are watching those.
我说神的灵啊跟你一起看啊
我
把他们吓死了他说我看这些东西神会跟我一起看
诸
位弟兄姊妹我们做一个基督徒要做给圣灵不单是浇灌是给圣灵控制
we need to live a life not only outpour
Spirit of God. 神的灵掌管我们。
The Spirit of God controlling us.
愿父神祝福我们每一位。
May God bless each and every one of us.
请这位低头，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
在这个时候，我们每一个眼睛闭着的时候。
Pray that as you are exercising your own personal quiet reflection.
假如在我们当中还有朋友没有接受耶稣的
If among us there is one that hasn't accepted Christ
你说我今天要接受耶稣
You say I want to accept Christ welcome him to my life tonight
你说主耶稣我请你进入我的心
You say Lord Jesus I welcome you into my life tonight
假如有这样的朋友请你举手表示
Could you raise your hand to express that willingness?
有没有？我不会难为你。
I'm not going to force you. If there is one, I invite you to raise your hand to express your willingness and readiness to accept Christ?
有没有呢？
Do we have that person?
假如你真正信耶稣，圣灵是浇灌你的心。
If you are a believer, the Holy Spirit has been outpoured into your heart.
假如你有这样的信心，
If you have such faith,
请你举手表示。
If you have certain that the Holy Spirit is indwelling in you, will you raise your hand?
你说我已经接受了耶稣。
You say I already accept Christ.
圣灵已经在我心中。
Spirit of God is in me already.
我非常肯定。
I am certain.
那么假如你肯定，请你举手表示。
If you have the certainty, will you raise your hand to express the certainty?
不要怕，举手。
You need not be embarrassed.
感谢神，感谢神。
Thank God for you.
感谢神。好，你可以把手放下。最后，假如你说我已经有圣灵浇灌在我的身上。
Finally, if you are certain that the Spirit of God has been outpoured into you.
但是我愿意请圣灵浇充满我。
But you say I am willing and ready to allow the Spirit of God to fill me.
掌管我。
Control me.
带领我。
Lead me.
假如你有这样的觉知，
If you have such conviction,
请你举手表示。
Could you raise your hand?
感谢神。还有没有？有没有？不要怕，你不但信耶稣，你要给耶稣控制你，支持你。
Not only do you believe in Christ, but you need to allow Him to be your Lord. So fear not.
感谢神。
I thank God for you.
那我请刚才举手的，你说我愿意给圣灵充满的，请你站起来。
If you just raise your hand, that you are willing and ready to have the Spirit of God filling you, controlling you, will you stand?
我请谭牧师为你们祷告。
Will you stand? I will pray for you.
刚才你就是没有举手，现在你要决定，我说我要给圣灵充满我。
If you did not raise your hand earlier, but you want to make that conviction and that commitment,
求他掌管我。
You want the Spirit of God to control you.
我要荣耀神。
You want to glorify God.
我要造福给别人。
I want to gratify and care for others.
假如你有这样的志愿，
If you are such a person with such willingness and readiness,
请你站立。
Could you stand?
不要怕。
Fear not.
不要怕。
Fear not.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
不要怕，你把荣耀归回神。
You honor and you bring glory to God.
也帮助别人。
You help others.
很多你的同学、你的家人没有信耶稣。
Your friends in school, your relatives, they are not believers yet.
你要帮助他们。
You want to help them.
爱他们。
You want to love them.
假如你有这样的觉知，
If you have such commitment,
请你站起来。
Will you stand, please?
你说求圣灵充满我。
May the Spirit of God fill me.
好，我们现在请谭牧师为站起来的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Heavenly Father, you examine the hearts of men.
父神，我们感谢您掌管看我们的心。
Heavenly Father, you look at the decisions and the commitment and the conviction of those standing in front of you.
你看到这些站在你面前的弟兄姊妹的委身。
We trust that you take pleasure in what you see.
我们相信您喜悦他们。
We pray that you would empower them.
求主加力量给他们。
With the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵的充满，充满他们。
Use them mightily to glorify you.
大大的使用他们，荣耀父神。
Use them mightily to bring blessing to all around them.
用他们带福气给周围的人。
Use them mightily to build up your church on this earth.
用他们来建立您的教会。
There are those that are seated.
但是有些还没有站起来坐在位置上的。
We trust that you see within their heart as well.
我们晓得您也看到他们的心。
May you find such a heart that is willing and ready to commit and turn to you.
求父神也照样的保守，照样的祝福他们，以致他们也会向父神来委身。
For your honor and glory.
为着您的荣耀。
For the extension of your kingdom on earth.
为着神的国度的进展。
Use them to glorify you.
用他们来荣耀神。
We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name.
我们赞美，我们感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
You may be seated. What is anniversary without Thanksgiving? We talk about Thanksgiving a lot. It is time for us to express as one body of Christ. 但係邊度有堂慶冇感恩嘅啫？係咪？我哋嗌一齊起立，同心同意嘅，用我哋個歌聲獻上感謝。我哋派咗詩本388頁388首。
If you have the hymn book with you, it's verse 388. If you don't, I'm sure there's some in the back. If some can pass them out, please. 388.